I found out last year, a year ago, in March, that I was misdiagnosed with the rare blood cancer, and all I had was sleep apnea. So something that could have been probably fixed in probably about a month, I had to deal with for 18 years. Mm-hmm. Other people's nightmares are other people's dreams. And so I looked at it that way. I looked at it as, this isn't ideal. This isn't what I want. This is not what I expect, but I have to play the cards that I'm dealt. I believe these things happen through me. My shoulders were big enough to handle it. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely purpose-driven. This is not ego-driven. I'm not a spotlight type person. This is mm-hmm. so I can teach others how to go through it. So if whatever they're going through, they can see, hey, he was involved in a shooting. He was misdiagnosed. Maybe me losing my job is not that big of a deal.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. Today, we'll be talking about a specific sport, and we have a very special guest with us. Just wanted to provide a huge shout out to all our listeners at Active Action Podcast for keep listening to us and providing your valuable feedback. So those are always helpful. So without further ado, let's dig into the podcast right now. Today, we have with us Dwayne Morton. The topic for today's podcast is Sidelines to Show Up to Win. Dwayne Morton is the CEO of Show Up to Win. Dwayne is a powerful, inspirational speaker whose life story is a testament to be an indomitable human spirit. As a former international basketball player, Dwayne understands the crucial role of mental performance in achieving greatness both on and off the basketball court. So Dwayne, would you to introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I want to say thank you to the listeners of the Active Action Podcast. I am a big believer in time is our greatest commodity. And so I just want to say thank you. And I want to thank you, Dr. Nazif, for inviting me on your platform. So thank you very much. I'm a very grateful person. And so I always want to start out the podcast with as much gratitude as possible. So yeah, for me, I'm a former international basketball player at the age of 19. I actually learned one of my biggest things of gratitude while I was overseas playing basketball. I ran into a boy who was 5 years old at the time, and he had not eaten in 3 days. And so through that has helped me push through the challenges that I'll be talking about. So I was diagnosed at the age of 29 with a rare blood cancer. Mm-hmm. And so that rare blood cancer gave me a lot of insight dealing with a lot of stuff, but also I was dealing with things that I wasn't prepared at the age of 29. I was initially given 5 years, and then later on it was pushed over to 15 years. 3 years ago, I was involved in a police shooting and had a near-death experience. I dealt with PTSD and survivor's guilt. I found out last year, a year ago, in March, the anniversary was last week, that I was misdiagnosed with the rare blood cancer, and all I had was sleep apnea. So something that could have been probably fixed in probably about a month, I had to deal with for 18 years. And so that's the introduction, and that's how I ended up deciding to build my program called Show Up to Win. And so that's why I'm here. And so I just want to say thank you. And I'm looking forward to sharing more about those stories.
Thank you so much, Dwayne, for that wonderful introduction. So can you tell me, Dwayne, before I just go into some of the specifics that you mentioned in the intro, how did basketball prepare you for this journey today?
Oh, wow. So basketball definitely prepared me. And what I even go back to when I was 4 years old, I believe that's where I learned resiliency. I believe that's where I learned persistency. And this is also where I learned determination. Because at 4 years old, I was shooting basketball at a 10-foot goat with a man's basketball. We didn't have the basketball goals where you could change the height. And so for me is I would go out there and I would say, hey, I would pick out different places on the net. Okay, hit the bottom of the net, then hit the different colors of the net, and then hit the rim. And then eventually the ball will go in. And then when the ball went in more and more and more, that's when I fell in love with basketball. And so that's also part of the journey, though, too, is when I went overseas, I didn't go the traditional path. I didn't play my last 2 years of high school basketball. Okay. So that's some other things is I just took different paths. So it's very familiar with the Robert Frost poem, The Two Roads. I took the road that was the most least likely. And that's a huge story of my life.
Sure. Thank you for that perspective, Dwayne, and sharing that journey with us. So you did mention when you're in your introduction that you were misdiagnosed with blood cancer at the age of 8. Okay, is that correct?
I was diagnosed at 29, and last year at 47, I actually found out that I was misdiagnosed.
Oh, what an experience. Can you tell me what was the key takeaway from the diagnosis of that blood cancer and then having to know that it was a misdiagnosis again?
Yeah, so I would say the key takeaway for me was, I go back to that little boy, other people's or nightmares are other people's dreams. And so I looked at it that way. I looked at it as, this isn't ideal. This isn't what I want. This is not what I expect, but I have to play the cards that I'm dealt. And I believe that was part of it. And that's why I've always had a really strong mindset. There's just been times where I didn't apply the mindset. And I think that's what happens with other people is we go through stuff and we're just like, you know, for me, the first 5 years, I felt like I could beat it, but then eventually I just succumbed to it because it came to that point where I felt like I had to become content with it. And also part of it too is I had great mentors even back then. I'm actually part of Jim Rohn's mentor tree. My mentor mentored Jim Rohn and was mentored by Jim Rohn. And so that's the thing is I feel like I had a lot of opportunities, but I think the key takeaway for me was just that other people have it worse. Sometimes things aren't ideal and we give up. I never was suicidal. I didn't want to give up. I just wanted to figure out how's the best way that I can control my story the best way possible.
Can I ask you, Dwayne, when you learned that you had the blood cancer, what did you do to become so resilient, or how did you maintain the composure at that time? Wanted to ask you for the benefit of our listeners, maybe who might be going through the same journey.
Yeah. So for me, I knew other people had it worse. I was very fortunate. I was around really great people who supported me from the start. I feel like everybody has to go through some things. So the resiliency part, I believe I just had it. And when I say that, I believe basketball taught it. I believe my parents taught it. I think there were some different things that I learned through childhood that helped me push on. But I felt like the other part for me was I wanted to control what I could control. And what I couldn't control, I knew was out of my control. And I just had to drop it. And so that's the other thing is sometimes we get worried about things that we can't control. And so I was unable to control those things. So I was less concerned. And I think that's one of the main things that I took away was just, hey, there's certain things I'm not able to do anything about that's in my control. What I can do is control what I can control. And that was going to be able to give me my best results. And so also one of the big things for me was my morning routine, I believed, is what really helped me with the resiliency and stuff, is that I knew that I needed to move every day, even if it was small wins, like go use the bathroom and go to the fridge and get a glass of OJ. Those were wins in my book. So sometimes I think you have to bring it down to even just that and just be like, hey, I did this today. That's a good win. Let's go back. I can go lay down and do what I need to do and rest. So that's the key component. The symptoms I was feeling was how people feel when they have the flu. You just ran down and tired and fatigued. I just had the flu 2 weeks ago, and I was reminded how bad it was. In this last year, I've almost lost how bad it was. if that makes sense, because I've just been so fortunate to be healthy right now.
Thank you so much, Dwayne, for sharing those words of wisdom. And I'm sure our audience would get inspiration from that. I just wanted to ask you really quick, you mentioned about police shooting. So can you tell our audience what happened and what lesson can you teach the listeners from that incident?
Whew, man, that was very tough. That was actually, I feel, more difficult than the being diagnosed. And the reason it was it was so close. It was a very tragic day. I never want to lose the sight of that. A police officer here was tragically killed. He was murdered. A criminal had a hidden gun. It was taken out of his waistband. He shot the police officer. There was a shootout. Just my luck at the time, I was driving by and a stray bullet hit the truck. This is the reason I'm dealing with survivor's guilt and PTSD. If the bullet would have been an eighth of an inch to the left, it kills me. If the bullet was an eighth of an inch to the right, my little niece was in the back seat. So for me, my little niece is one of my favorite people in the world. And so that was part of, well, I'm her protector. And so for me, it's like you have to take ownership of things. I could have went left and went to the route that I did, or I could have went right and did the ice cream. And so I want to take ownership of the things I can control. And so I put us in that situation. For me, one of the things I did was I relied on my things that I did at basketball. I controlled my breath. When I got out of the truck, I wasn't panicking. People were like, how can you be so calm? I had to be calm. I had my three-year-old niece in the backseat. She's looking for me to be like, hey, what's going on? That whole situation was extremely tragic. For me, it was also something where I didn't go out and say, hey, all this stuff happened to me. I'm sharing the stories now just because I feel like it's very relevant to people and explain my resiliency. One of the key takeaways for that is that I can control what I can control, right? And also I'm being mindful of the fact that it was a tragic day. Someone lost their, a police officer lost his life. I'm from a very small community, less than 5,000 people. So my friends were friends with that guy. My friends were friends with the family. I bring this up because I'm mindful and I understand that there's other people's feelings involved. And I was a very small part, but I also was extremely fortunate. Thankfully, that day, that bullet could have went an eighth of an inch to the left or eighth of an inch to the right. It changes the whole dynamics of my family.
Sure. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Dwayne. And very unfortunate that you were a part of that situation. And how you mentioned the bullet could have gone 8 inch left or right. It's all a part of the fate. But also, I really commend how you maintain composure and how you were resilient. Again, back from all your, how all your previous experience prepared you for that moment to stay resilient. I think it's a very big lesson for our listeners if they are in such a horrific situation. You mentioned that one of the cops got killed. So there are people who are involved with their family who knew him. It's a very tough moment for everyone having that, say it as a small community. So I really understand and empathetic to it. I wanted to ask you, you have gone through the diagnosis of the cancer. You have gone through this difficult situation of in a near-death situation of a police shootout. Why are you so open about, and you're talking about that. So that's very courageous. So can I ask you, why are you so open about these challenges?
Yeah. So the reason I'm so open is because I was in that victim mentality for a while. These things happened to me. I don't believe that happened. And then there was a period where I felt like these things happened for me. So they gave me a platform and that. So I don't even believe that anymore. I believe these things happened through me. My shoulders were big enough to handle it. I was able to handle it. But I'm able to facilitate the lesson to your audience and to other listeners. So people are learning this story and these lessons through me, and they don't have to go through these horrible lessons that I had to go through to learn the lesson. And so I think that's part of it. I'm extremely purpose-driven. This is not ego-driven. I'm not a spotlight type person. This is so I can teach others how to go through it. So whatever they're going through, they can see, hey, he was involved in a shooting. He was misdiagnosed. Maybe me losing my job is not that big of a deal. Maybe me finding my purpose and having to tell. I think that's the thing is, I think that it's relatable. And I think a lot of people would, you know, probably lose their stuff on it. And they realize that, hey, when you go through stuff, you can only control what you can control. And so I think that's part of the reason that I share this. You know, I'm just very purpose driven and I want people to learn this lesson through me and not have to go through the things that I went through.
Thank you so much for explaining that, Dwayne. Can I ask you one quick last question? I know you're the CEO of Show Up to Win. Can you please explain what is Show Up to Win and what is its importance to the listeners?
Yeah, so Show Up to Win is a program that I created because when I was going through my stuff, I couldn't find something like it. I found things that were, it was like a bro code, or it was like people who wanted to lift weights and stuff like that, and that who were dealing with some type of diagnosis and things. And I felt that was a wonderful thing. It just wasn't for me. First thing is I wasn't able to work out. So that was I knew those things, but I also felt there's people who were dealing with things that I was, who were an ex-athlete or an athlete. Mm-hmm. And so we just have a different type of mentality. And to give people a better understanding is when I had knee surgery, they told me to do 50 leg raises. I did 150 that day. Mm-hmm. That's just because I wanted the results. Right.
Yes.
But I'm so results driven. That's the thing is I want the results. I was willing to do what other people are unwilling to do. And so for me, that was part of the reason why I created this program was to let people, I feel. And so I'm not, some of your listeners might be aware, some of them not. But if you took a lighter, right, and you dump it in water, the flint is not even good. So you can't flick it by itself, but you can push the button and somebody else can come with a light and relight the flame. And I believe that's what my program is about relighting that inner fire and getting people through their situation. And so they can use myself as inspiration. And I feel Show Up to Win is like a lifestyle brand, honestly, similar to like Live Strong. I believe that if people could really get behind it and create this army behind me, and here's the thing, man, is it's not really behind me. You're with me. I'm an expert at overcoming adversity. I've been through it twice, and I went through some of the most unlikely and untimely situations. And so I feel like I'm able to teach that to people. And so that's the reason that literally when I say sidelines to Show Up to Win, in the last year, everyone has seen my journey. I went from someone who was just, I wanted to be left alone. I wanted to be in the corner reading a book all the time. And to now it's like, hey, I'm willing to come out of my shadows and be that Superman that everybody wants me to be. I'm 100% healthy. So why would I not give back to people? And so I feel that's the reason that I went through these things is so I can help out so many others. And I'm looking so forward to that and being able to speak at stages and explain to people, hey, like, all these things were really bad and there's things that I didn't do well, but every time that I did something and I just ran out of, from an athlete's perspective, the time ran down before I could score enough points. Like I never lost. They were always lessons. And I feel that's a very important part.
Thank you so much, Dwayne, for that wonderful words and also explaining what Show Up to Win is. I would encourage our audience to check the program. And also, if you go to our website, www.activeaction.fm, and if you search Dwayne's name, you will see his webpage and you'll get the links for his socials and information about his program as well. Thank you so much, Dwayne, for joining us this morning. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me this platform. And thank you so much for your listeners being able to give me your time. I really appreciate it.
Dear listeners, thank you so much again for joining. If you have liked today's episode, share it with someone who might like it too. And if you do find value in our podcast, please provide us a tip in our virtual tip jar at www.activeaction.fm/tip. Take care, stay active, and take action.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing.
Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.